From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pope Francis concludes a four-day visit to Cuba, then heads to the United States. Pope Francis travels to the U.S. Tuesday for his first ever visit as head of the Roman Catholic Church. The Reverend Brian Lucas, General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, spoke of a likely message the Pope will bring.
I think he will want to give a message that's not simply a message for the American people. It's a message for humanity, and I think he will build on what he said in Laudato Si. He'll talk about some of those fundamental ethical imperatives. You know, why is it that our world is being torn apart by conflict, by violence, where we've got this massive movement of people coming into Europe at the present time who are fleeing persecution or who are looking for an opportunity for a better life? What is it about we as humans and the way we relate to each other that allows these things to happen? I think that will probably be a key message.
The Pope will make stops in Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. Burkina Faso troops have entered the capital, Ouagadougou, to negotiate surrender of coup leaders, while the French ambassador says the interim president, Michel Kafando, has been released. The troops will attempt to disarm the presidential guard, which seized power last week. On Monday, this anti-coup protester in the capital called the army's effort to end the crisis a national liberation. Meanwhile, the leader of the coup, General Gilbert Diendera, has apologized, saying he is planning to hand over power to a civil administration. The general said he'll step down at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS. He also said the junta is allowing for the release of the interim prime minister who had been under house arrest since the coup. The general insisted the coup was the result of what he called biased polling ahead of elections next month. This is